Okay, so we're all in Brachos, the seventh parak. We got to the first three Mishnayos, so we're in Mishnah Dalet today. Shmak. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we've established that when you make a zimin, so there's a difference if you have three or if you have ten. So since there's a separate, I don't call it a mitzvah, but a separate, like, extra thing to make a zimin, right? And we say Barov Am Hadrath Melech, an extra mile to making a zimin. So we don't want that you lose out on that. You porek yourself like a rip. That chov, you throw it off your shoulders. So it says Mishnah Dalet, Shlosh Sha'achluk Echad. If you have three people and they ate together like one, so then of course the chiyav of zimin kicks in. Enon Rishayin Lechalek. They can't break up. The first guy can't, you know, bench on his own and go, because that would ruin the zimin. Now you can't do a zimin. He's got to stick around. V'chen arba, v'chen chamisha. Same goes with four guys. Same goes with five guys. This guy can't leave because he has a chiyuv of zimin, and he's got to stick around. Right? He can't ruin it for others, and he has to do it himself. However, shisha nechlakin. Once you get to six people, they could break up because simple mathematics, right? Six guys break up to two groups of three. So there you go. So they can. There's six. Three guys can bench early and do a zimin amongst themselves, and three guys bench later. Ad astara, until the point of 10. Between 6 and 10, you make two groups. Once you get to 10, however, and nechlakin, vasara and nechlakin, 10 can't divide up, because now you're not just doing zimin, you're doing zimin with Shem Elokeinu. So, vasara and nechlakin, the 10 guys can't break up, ad shiu estrim, until you get to 20. Of course, once you have 20, so then of course you can make two 10s and start all over again. So, push it. That's all
mentioned. Why did you mention that?
Yeah, but you break up. That's the principle, is break up as long as you don't lose your zimin. As long as you do three, and if you reach 10, you have to do 10. Right?
Because of
Elokeinu. So yeah, Elokeinu is like an extra mile. So once you have a chiyuv say Elokeinu, you can't bench that Elokeinu. Halach l'maisa, this is a big halachic problem. People don't realize. They go to weddings, they wash with the tibur and everyone else, the kehilah there, and they're chayav now benching with the zimin, with the shem Elokeinu. So even making a zimun with three of his friends isn't going to cut it. You have to. Bottom line, halachically, you're stuck. Your pashat's stuck unless at the time you wash, you have a mind. You're not joining the big group. You're going to bench no one three. You're going to go without the group. If you don't have that in mind when you wash your hands, you're not allowed to leave. All right. What if then? You have to ask a shalai, I guess. But that's the din. That's not kishach l'keachad. Remember, it's the difference between hesebu and yoshven. You have to say, let's sit together and eat and be koveya a meal. Just sitting in like cafeteria style, just the guys in your row with you, no chiyuv benching, and the cloak is supposed to be if you have to bench, if you should bench, if you ought to bench. So, but, right? Yeah. Okay. Good. Now, Mishnah Hay, what defines a group? Three guys eat it together. What happens if you have two groups? Shtei chaburu shehayu ochlos b'bayis echad. They're all eating in the same house, but under the same roof. But let's say, imagine the dining room is like L-shaped. And you have two, like, you know, like a hotel situation. You know, like the dining room. You got two families. Let's say five people each, and they're sitting like on an L shape, so they're not together. Each one each side of the L. So, are they mitzdarf to be 10? The din is bisman shemiktsatzin roen eluus elu. As long as some people from group A see some people from group B, not all, but at least someone from the table A see someone from table B, then hooray elu mitzdarfim. Then the two tables connect l'zimun for making a zimun. So if you have two groups of five, you can now bench together with Shem Elokeinu. If if one group is separate, he's not part of the. If any table can't see the rest of the group, then he's like a little island to himself and doesn't add up to 10. Bim love, that's the case here. Elam mazam la'atman, so this group will make it, if they don't have, they can't see each other, this group will be mazam la'atman, they'll make a zimun amongst themselves. Ve'elam mazam la'atman, and the other group will make a zimun amongst themselves. Fine. Now, end of story, like new points, basically. It's a machlokas, but, alright. The pashas, new points. The pashas is, ein mavachan al yain, you don't make a bracha on wine. There are those who are talking about benching. And some learn on the coast shel bracha, and some learn it on any wine. That's the pashas on any wine. Very very often, ad shitin l'socha maim, until you dilute the wine with water. In those days, I don't know why, their wine is very strong, So much so, this Tana holds, you can't make a Brit Pri Gafen if you don't dilute it with water. It's too strong. It's like not. It's so concentrated that it's not the normal way that wine is drunk. It's not called wine. It's called, I don't know. You make a shakel. You make a shakel. Bapashis, yeah? Yeah, according to Tana, I guess you make a shakel. Yep. No, Brit Pri Eitz. Make a Brit Pri Eitz. Sorry, make a Brit Pri Eitz. If, because it's still a produce of grapes, but it's not elevated to the special madrig of wine. Remember, he said wine satisfies and makes you happy. I don't know if this is not satisfying or not making you happy, but it's just like a grape status. Yeah, it's not the normal way of having it, but listen. But I guess it's considered to be at least as good as the grapes, I suppose. It's not worse than grapes. Sometimes it goes down. I don't know the Matzias, so I can't speak about the Matzias. It's a world. No, it depends. It depends if what you've. In other words, dough, you take flour, and you knead it with the water, and you eat that. The pashtas, the charcoal. The pashtas. Because it's like not edible, really. Right? At best, charcoal. Right? Charcoal. What about cookie dough and, I don't know, what was that? What was that? Ben and Jerry's? It could be to Brit Pri Adoma. Brit Pri Adoma. Cookie dough is a shayla. But the point is, if you ruin it, it can go down in a bracha. Here, I guess, it's not ruined. But, like, I don't know the metzias. But if it's like wine liqueur, I guess it's comparable. Maybe there's normal to eat that way. So, Brit Pri Eitz. Okay, and that's, Rebbe Eliezer Shita, and the halacha is not like him. The halacha is, even if you don't put water in, it's still considered Brit Pri Gafen. And they say no problem, make a bracha on it. And those who want to learn, it's talking about on the benching, but the kosher bracha. But, okay. Fine.